Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water. Delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I know I have a heart because I can feel it breaking. That quote from the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz was used by Jim Bernard as he announced his retirement as weatherman from KIEM-TV. I must have one too, because I felt my heart breaking as well. Jim has been a fixture on local TV for many years. My mom used to hear him in the Bay Area on weekends. Jim emceed a barbershop show for the Harmoniers when we had a show with a weather theme. He was a pleasure to be around. My wife and I had noticed the difficulties Jim had been having with his speech, and, being a nurse, she diagnosed it correctly right off the bat. For the record, we never thought he might be intoxicated. At least he won't be like the weatherman who asked for a transfer. When asked why, he replied that the weather there didn't agree with him. So long, Jim. We love you and we'll miss you. Actually, we miss you already. This county general plan update issue has me completely confused. I have not read it. I wouldn't last 2 minutes at that. However, a letter to the editor of the Times Standard insinuated that the supervisors probably didn't understand it either, and that campaign donations would probably control the way they voted on it. I find that rather insulting. I've known Virginia and Rex for many years, and if they, along with the rest of the supervisors, can't figure it out, or if they can figure it out, the best interest of the county will be, I'm sure, the way they will take action on it. From what I can gather, it seems to have gotten out of control. Don't ask me what to do about it. I want to thank Jill Duffy for her straight-up, straight-out, down-to-earth comment on the state of politics, both state and national. John Sapper's comments on education were right on as well. An article in the Times Standard about the mess in Chicago schools highlighted what happens sometimes when people with no education experience are brought in to run schools. It ain't working. I had the privilege of putting my 2 cents worth in the selection of our last two Eureka City School superintendents. As I said, it was a small part, but I was glad that educational people were the only ones that were considered for the jobs. It's funny what one's brain picks up on from time to time. For example, take power and telephone poles, the wooden ones. Where do they grow all those straight trees, ranging from 20 to 40 or more feet tall? There are thousands in Eureka alone. Railroad beds are another technical thing that fascinates me. To get all those curves in the rails engineered just right. Think back to the 1800s and coming across the continent. Thousands of miles of curves and straightaways, mountains, valleys, rivers to cross. That brings me to a proposed rail line to Reading or the Central Valley somewhere. How much will it cost? Who will pay for it? What will they haul? Will they let us mill lumber again? This next Saturday night at 7 o'clock p.m. at Calvary Lutheran Church, there will be a benefit concert for breast cancer featuring Dr. Luther Cobb and others. That's Calvary Lutheran across from Alice Burney School, 7 p.m. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.